In the name of Jesus, let's speak.
奉主之圣名祷告。
Once again, I give thanks to God for gathering all of us here to worship Him and to observe the Sabbath.
再一次嚟感谢神嘅安排，俾我哋在座每一个人可以聚集喺呢度嚟敬拜佢。
We pray that the grace and peace and love for our Lord Jesus be with each and every one of us here today.
祈求神嘅恩典慈爱，佢嘅祝福常常与我哋在座嘅每一位弟兄姊妹。
Today I'm going to share with you a simple topic on Thanksgiving.
今日就同大家所要嚟勉励一个好简单嘅题目，就系感恩。
In fact, one of the lessons that the Bible teaches us to learn is thanksgiving.
其实在圣经道理当中有一个值得我们学习的题目，就是应该懂得怎样来感恩。
Being the chosen ones of God, we must always give thanks to God.
成为神所拣选的子民，我们应该懂得时刻这样来感谢神。
Knowing how to give thanks to God is a source of strength in our Christian faith.
在一个基督徒的生活当中，时刻明白到怎样来感恩的话，我们就有这个力量。
A heart of thanksgiving can change situations.
一个感恩的心都可以来改变我们的所面对的环境。
A heart of thanksgiving can mend a broken relationship.
一个懂得感恩的心可以把一个破坏了的关系可以重逢。
One of the best examples in the Bible is David. David.
最好一个圣经的例子就是大卫。
He spent most parts of his life wondering about or freeing from people.
他一生花了好大半的时间都是那里来逃跑逃亡。
There were things that he could not explain.
当然有些事情他所见到所面对的他自己都知道怎样来解释。
He was being persecuted in his life.
因为他在生命当中受到人的迫害。
When we study the book of Psalms,
当我们来读到诗篇的时候，
many psalms were written by him.
其实诗篇有很多的诗都是大卫自己写的。
Majority of his psalms is centered upon thanksgiving, giving thanks to God.
其实诗篇很多的所写的诗都是中心的这个思想都是讲到感谢神。
Knowing how to give thanks to God became a strength, a source of strength in his life.
所以在他人生当中懂得怎样来向神来感恩，就可以成为他日常生活当中的力量。
In fact, through thanksgiving, his heart is open to see the providence of God.
因为他有感恩的心，所以他的心是打开的，他就会看到神所为他所安排的一切。
He was able to see what the Lord has prepared for him.
他都可以看得到神所为他来预备的道路。
There are many wonderful things that the Lord has prepared for us.
其实我们的主耶稣，他爱我们，他都为了我们预备了很多美好的事情。
There are also many things in life that can become reasons for us to give thanks to God.
因为在我们生活当中有很多所见到体验的事情都很值得我们向神来感恩。
We must live a life filled with thanksgiving.
所以我们人今日所过着的生活就应该充满感恩的生活。
Today I'm going to base my message on the book of Colossians.
今天我要来讲的就是根据哥罗西书所提到的。
To many of us, the book of Colossians is a book about combating heresies.
对很多人来讲，哥罗西书所讲到的都是好像提到就是同这个异端来怎样来抵抗。
But if you read it carefully,actually is a book of thanksgiving.
如果我们细心来再读多一次的，我们就发觉到这一卷书都是讲到感恩的事。
If you look at the epistle written by Paul here,
如果我们来再看一下这本保罗所写的书信，
He wrote to the members at Colossae.
他写给那些在哥罗西这里的弟兄姊妹。
He testified that he had not seen the believers there.
他这样来见证讲他都没有机会来见到他们。
In fact, he came to know about the believers there through one of the workers, Epaphras.
啊，因为佢系知道嗰度嘅信徒，因为系通过呢个以巴法呢个工人所讲嘅。
He also came to know about the situation there in the church at Colossia.
佢都同时都知道当时教会嘅境况系点样。
If we have read through this book before,
如果我哋都有读过哥罗西书嘅话，
by our standard now, we see that this church can be a very problematic church.
对我哋嘅标准嚟讲，当时嘅哥罗西教会就系一间好多问题嘅教会。
It seems that the members have not firmly rooted in Christ yet.
睇嚟好似信徒咧。对基督的福音都不是很扎根。
They were easily swayed by doctrines of the world.
他们很容易被世上这些异端来摆动。
They were easily influenced by philosophies.
很容易被世上人的这些哲学来影响他们。
That's why in chapter 2 we can see that Paul had to write to them.
所以在哥罗西书第二章，我哋发觉到保罗就因此而写信俾佢哋。
They practice regulations of the world。
佢哋就喺嗰时候咧，跟随呢啲世俗呢啲嗰啲所唔同嘅嗰啲风俗。
They had this what we call a self-imposed religion。
就系自我系一个有一种苦待己身的这些宗教。
When we come to chapter 3,
当我们来到第三章的时候，
Paul encouraged them that to put off things that were not very encouraging within the community of faith.
保罗在这里勉励他们这些跟身体或者跟世俗有些不好的事情应该来把他们来自省。
Such as the members which are on the earth,fornication, uncleanness, so on and so forth.
比如所提到的例子，这些污秽啦，或者淫乱的事情等等。
And also, Paul asked them to put off anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language from their mouth.
保罗再一次来勉励他们，要除去这些毁谤或者愤怒或者口中的污秽这些说谎话这些不好的说话。
I think many of us here want to better ourselves.
我相信在座每一个人都很愿意使到自己，希望自己会更加好。
So that we can live up to the expectation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样我们就会在觉得我们就可以来神的面前呢变到更加好的基督徒。
And I also believe that many of us here want the church to become better.
我相信在座每一个人都希望教会要变到更加好。
Many a time, the harder we try,
很多时候我们越尽力了，
more problems surface.
看来就更加多问题的产生。
It seems that we cannot control the situation.
看来就好像无法这样来控制。
When I was reading this book,
当我在读这件书的时候，
I asked myself this question.
我都这样来问自己一个问题。
Why did Paul talk so much about thanksgiving?
为什么保罗在这里提到这么多感恩的事情呢？
Towards a problematic church.
对一个很有问题的教会。
Why did he talk so much about thanksgiving to God?
为什么要讲到同神讲到这个感恩的事？
I think, there must be a reason behind.
我相信保罗是有他的原因的。
If the church knew how to give thanks,
如果一间教会懂得怎样来感恩，
then their hearts towards God will be very strong.
这样他们对神的心呢就非常之坚强。
Because they have understood what the Lord has done.
因为他们已经明白到神所为他们所做的是什么。
So today we are going to go through some of the passages in Colossians.
现在我们 book of Colossians. 来看看哥罗西书有些经节来查一下。
Some passages, he talked about himself, how he gave thanks to God.
有些说话当中我们发觉到保罗都这样来自己来感谢神。
Probably as an example for the church to follow.
可能就是要做一个 榜样被教会来效法。
And also to allow them to know how they should give thanks to God.
要被他们知道懂得怎样来向神来感恩。
We can turn to Colossians chapter 1.
我们来打开哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
We read verse 3.
我们来读下第三节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 3 and verse 4.
哥罗西书第一章第三节第四节。
We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you.
我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告。
Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints.
因听见你们在基督耶稣入边嘅信心，并向众信徒嘅爱心。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel.
就是为那给你们存在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前的福音真理的道上所听见的。
Here Paul talks about the three crucial elements in our Christian faith.
呢度保罗提到喺一个基督徒嘅信仰当中三样唔可以缺少嘅。
The first one is faith.
第一点就系信心。
Faith in Jesus Christ.
系耶稣入边里面嘅信心。
Paul heard about their faith.
保罗听到佢哋嘅信心。
Therefore he gave thanks to the God and Father.Of our Lord Jesus.
因为保罗听到他们有这样的信心，所以呢他就在祷告当中这样来感谢天上的父神。
He also heard about their love for all the saints.
保罗再听到他们向众信徒的爱心。
He also heard about their hope.
再来呢保罗都听到他们这个存在天上的盼望。
This hope came from the truth of the gospel.
这个盼望就是从听了福音的真理所来的。
They believe in the gospel.
他们相信这个福音。
As a result, their hope in Jesus grew stronger.
这样呢他们对耶稣的盼望就更加的坚强。
If you look at the thanksgiving here given by Paul to God.
我们如果来看看保罗在这里怎样来向神来感谢。
Like what we said before.
正如刚才我们所说的。
The church is so problematic.
教会当时的哥罗西教会很多问题。
But Paul could still find reason to give thanks to God.
但保罗仍然可以找到感谢神感恩的地方。
Imagine we were the believers then.
想一下如果我们是当时的哥罗西的信徒。
When Paul wrote to us.
当保罗写信给我们的时候。
He gave thanks to God on our behalf.
他代替我们在神的面前来这样来感谢神。
Because he said that he heard about our faith.
因为他说他听到我们的信心。
He heard about our love.
他都听到我们对众人的爱心。
And he also heard about our hope in Jesus Christ.
所以就听到我们在主耶稣一边所存有的盼望。
And I believe many of us here, would be, encouraged by his message.
如果是这样的话我想听到的人都因此觉得非常之有鼓励性。
I believe surely we are prompted to do more for God.
我相信如果听了之后更加多的人好愿意来为主耶稣工作。
Because what Paul says is a positive encouragement.
因为保罗在这里所说的是一个很直接的一些鼓励。
His thanksgiving to God.
他的感谢。
Becomes a source of encouragement to us.
成为当时的信徒，我们今日的力量。
If we can quantify the said, our character, our life, into said percentage.
如果可以把我们所生活当中或者所做的有一个分量来计的话。
Let's say our conduct is 100%, let's say.
比如说我们的行为是100%的话。
Maybe at a time, the church at Colossia, 80%, of their conduct was very good.
或者当时哥罗西教会的80%只不过是他们很行为。
20% is not so good.
有20% 就没那么好。
That's why Paul addressed their problems in the epistle.
所以保罗在写这封信的时候呢来提出他们的问题。
But we find that here Paul has a what we call a spiritual eyesight.
但呢度我哋发觉到保罗有咁样属灵嘅眼光。
Not only he saw the problems of the church.
唔单止佢又睇到当时教会嘅问题。
He also saw the good points of the church.
佢同时都睇到教会嘅优点。
He talked about their good points.
佢首先嚟讲下佢哋嘅优点。
He talks about their faith, their love, and their hope.
讲下佢哋嘅信心、爱心同埋呢个盼望。
And because of their faith.He gave thanks to God.
因为他们的信心，保罗懂得向神来感恩。
Sometimes we need to look at things in this way.
有时候我们对，对待事情，我们就要，需要这样来看。
Maybe in a church, 85% of the things done are good.
或者在一间教会当中，有 85% 所做的事情都是好的。
15% are not so good.
有 15% 都是做得不好。
This 15%have to be improved upon.
所以你剩翻唔好嘅地方，我哋需要嚟求进步。
But human beings tend to be very negative.
但系人咧好多时候都非常之消极嘅。
We all always look at the negative side of things.
我哋常常把都系睇事情嘅消极嘅方面嚟睇。
So when we become so engrossed in the negative aspects of things,
当我哋对呢个非常之消极嘅事情嚟非常之注意嘅时候，
We find it very difficult to give thanks to God.
咁样咧，我哋就冇呢个能力，冇呢个意志嚟向神嚟感谢。
Even when we pray to God,
甚至有时候我哋喺祷告嘅时候，
We always find it a struggle to pray.
因为我哋喺祷告入边，我哋就有一呢种嘅挣扎。
Because our mind is so much preoccupied with the negative things in the church.
因为我们对我们的脑海当中被教会这些消极的事情来沉淀了。
Why don't we change our approach slightly?
为什么我们不可以来改变一下我们的这个对待事情的方法呢？
Look at the bright side of things in the church.
看教会事情这个明亮的一边。
We know that the church is the body of Christ.
我们知道教会就是耶稣基督的身体。
It's the pillar of the truth.
是真理的柱石。
We believe that this is where the presence of God fell.
我们都相信是有神的同在的。
So if we look at the good things,
如果我们所看都是好的，
then we can have a lot of reasons to give thanks.
这样我们就有很多很多的理由向神在神的面前来感谢。
When we start giving thanks to God,
当我们
in this way,
如果我们在这方面，朝着这方面来感谢神，
our faith will improve.
这样我们的信心就会有进步。
We'll tend to be more positive and tend to rely on God more.
这样我们就会更加的积极，我们的生活就更加的有能力。
I think that this is something that we can try it out ourselves.
我相信我们每一个人不妨在这方面来试一下。
I believe this also applies to every individual in the church.
我相信对我们在座每一个来讲的话都可以这样来试。
Maybe a certain individual is not so good in our eyes.
或者在教会当中某某人在我们眼中看来都不是那么看得那么顺眼。
Maybe this person has upset us before.
有可能某某人曾经这样来得罪我。
And that only comprised of 5% of his life.
其实这只不过是他所做这么多的事情的5%。
95% of his life is good. It's in accordance to the will of God.
其实他其他所做的事情都是好的，是神的旨意当中。
But we are so much focused on that 5%.
但是我们因为这少少的事情，所以呢我们就来集中在这方面。
As a result, we become disheartened.With God.
因为这个原因的话，所以呢我们对神对事情就非常之灰心。
We find that we do not have the strength to serve the Lord the way he wants us to.
我们就发觉到我们以后要来服侍神就没有提拔起力来。
We know that perfection is a level in which all of us have to work very hard.
其实要得到这个完全的地步，就是我们要来朝着的目标所要追求的这个目标来的。
It's not something that we can attend to it within said a single day.
这个目标呢不是说我们一日就可以达到的。
We need to keep improving ourselves.
我们好需要呢日日这样来追求进步。
Thanksgiving to God is a way to help us improve.
懂得嚟感恩嘅话咧，即系其实就系一个好好嘅方法嚟俾我哋有机会嚟进步。
Find reasons to give thanks to God。
要嚟揾啲理由，点解我可以嚟感谢神
？Give thanks to God on behalf of our brothers and sisters。
系为咗弟兄姊妹，我哋嚟感谢神。
Maybe we don't like this person here。
或者我对某某人我都唔系好中意佢。
Change our mindset。
把我哋嘅思想嘅方法嚟改变
一下。Look at the good things of this person。
睇下呢个人所做呢啲鼓励性好嘅事情。
And start giving thanks。
開始嚟感謝神，
then you will see a difference。
咁樣咧就會睇到改變。
This is how Paul approached the problem in the church at Colossae。
呢度就係保羅對當時嘅哥羅西教會嘅對嘅問題嘅點樣嚟處理。
Think about this。
諗一下。
If he only focused on the problems that he raised in the book，
如果保羅只不過睇到當時佢寫信入邊所提到教會嘅問題。
I don't think he can find any reasons to give thanks to God.
我咁样我就会相信咧，佢喺当中揾唔到一个好正确嘅理由嚟感谢神。
He even spoke of their good deeds.
佢甚至嚟提到佢哋嘅好行为。
We can read chapter 1.
我哋翻嚟睇第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
We read verse 6.
第六节。
Which has come to you as it has also in all the world, and is bringing forth fruit, as it is also among you, since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth.
这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神的恩惠的日子一样。
Paul did not conceal from magnifying their good deeds.
保罗冇因为佢哋呢个嚟讲出佢哋好嘅呢个好行为咧，冇嚟遮盖。
Paul let the people knew about know about it。
保罗希望其他嘅人都知道你哋佢哋嘅好行
为。He even mentioned this to the members themselves, the members at Colossae.
佢甚至对当时哥罗西嘅信徒都系咁样嚟讲出嚟。
I think this is a very positive approach.
我觉得
in dealing with church problems.
我觉得呢个对教会嘅所有嘅问题系一个非常之积极又正确嘅方法。
It's also a very good approach towards individuals.
对个人嚟讲都系一个非常之好嘅。
I think it's something that we can learn from. From Paul，
我觉得就系呢啲喺呢方面，我哋值得从喺保罗嘅身上嚟学习。
Always try to give thanks to God because of a good work that has been done in the church。
一定要嚟懂得嚟感谢感恩感谢神因为教会有人喺神嘅工作上做咗一件好事。
If we can do that。With a heart of purity.
如果我哋有呢个纯正嘅心，又懂得咁样嚟做。
This attitude actually eliminates hatred, jealousy, and pride.
咁样嘅态度嘅话，就可以除去呢啲所谓嘅嫉妒呢啲纷争嘅事情。
Sometimes we want to help ourselves as well.
有时候我哋都想嚟帮下自己。
Help ourselves to improve.
嚟帮自己可以进步。
By giving thanks to God on behalf of our brothers and sisters.
要嚟代替其他弟兄姊妹嚟感谢神。
Only then we find that whatever we do in the church.
咁样我哋就会发觉到喺教会所做嘅一切事情。
The things that we said before God.
我哋喺神面前所讲嘅。
I believe all this is surely acceptable in His sight.
我相信咧，咁样咧就会喺神嘅面前蒙神嘅悦纳。
We can look at the second verse.
我哋嚟睇下。第二方面的。
We turn to chapter 1.
第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
十二节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 12.
哥罗西书第一章十二节。
Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saint in the light.
要感谢父叫我们能与众信徒在光明中同得基业。
He gave thanks to God because the members have been qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of God's kingdom.
在这里他感谢神就是因为保罗可以和众信徒 在神的国度来得到这个基业。
The believers and the church itin the church at Colossia made mistakes.
当然当时哥罗西教会有些信徒他们做错事情。
Some even stray away from the faith.
有些因为这些事情的发生离开真道离开信仰。
One of the main reasons is because they have forgotten about how Christ has sacrificed for them.
其中一个原因就是他们已经忘记了主耶稣基督怎样为他们而死。
Maybe that kind of motivation is no longer there.
有可能就是当时他们心里面这些推动的这些力量已经不存在。
They could no longer feel that Christ has died for them.
在他们的心里面他们已经再来不会感觉到主耶稣怎样为他们而死。
By mentioning this to them,
保罗在这里重提。
Paul actually gave them a chance to rethink about their faith.
怎样呢就给他们机会再一次来想一下自己对神的信仰。
If they went on to think about it,
如果他们可以听了之后继续来思考。
Then we see that all this problem will be resolved by themselves.
我们发觉到这些问题呢会很自然的一件一件这样来解决。
In fact, we find that it saves a lot of time for us just to tell them what to do.
其实这个就成为我悭回很多的时间我们不需要要跟他们说要怎样来做。
If the love of Jesus cannot change a person,
如果主耶稣的爱都不可以来改变这个信徒的话，
If the work of Jesus Christ cannot touch the heart of a person,
如果耶稣所做的一切的工作都不可以来感动这个人，
Then I don't think our work can touch or change a person.
这样我相信我们个人力量所做出的这个工作的话就不可能来感动他。
So I feel that our main part of our work should be on encouraging believers to think about the work of Jesus Christ.
所以我们所主要做出的工作就是要来鼓励信徒呢他们来想一下耶稣为我做了什么。
To allow them to see once again how precious it has been for Jesus to choose them.
就让他们再一次来看到他们是几宝贵他应该懂得怎样来珍惜耶稣来怎样拣选做我。
We find that by giving thanks to God in this way,
如果我们发觉到在这方面懂得来向神来感恩，
In actual fact, our faith in Jesus grows as well.
其实老实来讲的话我们对耶稣的信心呢就因此而增长。
So when you look at the approach here adopted by Paul,
我们来看看这里保罗他所运用的方法。
He did not just talk about the wrongs.
他不是单单就提到他们的错处。
He did not just correct them.
他不是单单要来纠正他们。
Did not just spell out the truth to them.
不是单单就讲出这个真理。
But rather here we find that he allowed them to see the grace of Jesus.
但保罗却用这个很聪明的方法被他们看到主耶稣是他们所给他们的恩典。
So when we look at verse 12,
如果我们来看十二节的话，
If we entrust this matter in our to God in our prayer,
如果我们把这件事情来交托，是我们祷告中来交托给神的话，
To pray seriously about it,
认真这样来祷告，
Then I believe many of us will be moved and touched as well.
我相信有很多人因此会受感动。
As long as we are willing to kneel down and pray about it,
只要我们很愿意这样跪低来为事情来祷告，
Then we see that our hearts will be changed.
但我们就会知看到呢人的心都会来改变。
We know that when we talk about the corrections of a person's mindset,
当我们讲到一个人这个人的思想意志上的这个改变的时候，
I don't think many of us here can change the mindset of another person.
我相信我们没一个人可以用自己的能力来改变一个人的思想和意志。
We can do our best.
我们可以尽自己的能力。
But the actual changing has to be done by God.
但是真真正正实在的改变是从神而来的。
When that person start to think about what the Lord has done,
当这个人听明白到想到主耶稣所为他做的一切，
I believe he will change.
我相信他在想到之后他一定会改变。
So this is how we can resolve problems as well in the church.
所以我相信这里都是一个被我们 嚟解決教會問題嘅方法之一。
This can also resolve our own personal problems。
呢個都係對我哋個人自己嘅問題一個解決嘅方法。
You know, human tendency is that we don't like to look at our own problems。
人咧都係有個弱點，就係唔中意睇自己嘅短處。
We want to cover them up。
我哋想把自己嘅短處嚟遮蓋佢。
But when we think about what Jesus has done，
但如果我哋諗一下耶穌所為我哋做出
，If we have understood his love and grace，
如果我哋明白到佢嘅愛，主耶穌嘅愛同佢嘅恩典
，then there will be no cover up。
咁樣喺我哋嘅面前就冇呢個遮蓋嘅事情。
Just like the Samaritan woman，
就好似呢個撒瑪利亞嘅婦人一樣。
After Jesus have spoken to her，
當主耶穌同佢講咗之後。
She went back to tell all the people what she has done.
佢就翻去講俾嗰啲佢嘅村入邊嘅人聽佢所以前所做嘅事情。
She confessed her wrongs before all the people.
佢喺眾人面前嚟承認自己以前所做嘅都係唔啱嘅。
So when Christ starts work in us,
當耶穌基督喺我哋入邊嚟動工嘅時候
，then we can be changed.
咁樣我哋就可以嚟改變。
We need to think about this as well。
我哋好需要喺呢方面嚟好好嚟諗一下。
Give thanks to God because of what He has done for us。
要嚟感謝神就因為佢所為我做咗嘅一切。
We can look at the third part。
我哋嚟睇第三方面。
Return to chapter two。
我哋嚟睇第二章。
This part is like a self-examination。
哥羅西書第二章就好似講到嘅一個。自我審測的事情
We don't have to put this to anyone but put it to ourselves
我們不需要把要講的擺在人家身上就告訴自己聽
We can read chapter 2 verse 7
第二章的第七節
Colossians chapter 2 verse 7
第二章的第七節
Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught abounding in it with thanksgiving
在他里面生根建造信心坚固正如你们所领的教训感谢的心也因此增长
Here Paul gradually led them to understand how they have received Jesus Christ
保罗慢慢地来带他们明白到他们怎样来领受耶稣基督的教训
and how they should walk in Christ as well
他们要怎样来在福音当中来行走
Having received Christ by right a person must have been rooted and must have been built up in him
一个已经接受做主耶稣基督福音的人就就严格来讲的话应该是生根有生根来建造
Why? Because they have been taught
为什么呢就因为他们已经受到这个教导
They have received the words already
他们已经领受了这些教训
What is the manifestation of one having been taught
一个有这样的表现领受教训的表现是怎样的呢、
He or she must be someone who always give thanks to God
一个这样的人就懂得感謝神感恩的人
That's why in verse 7 is like a question of self-examination
所以在第七節這裡就好像一個問題要每一個人自我來審測
Today we have been taught already
今天我們都被教導
Every week we come to the church
每一個星期我們來教會
We also embark on the work of teaching others and the young
或者我們都有來教導這些教會年輕的那些同齡
We also spreading the good news around
或者我們都要來去出去來傳講這個好的訊息
All this show that we have been taught
這些都表現出我們已經領受過這些教訓
But all this are not an accurate assessment of how much we have been taught
但這些都不可以來證明或者表現出我們所領受的有多少
A person who has been taught
一個有被教訓的教
訓 who has taken root in Jesus Christ
就是他在耶穌裡面有這個生根來建造
must be someone who abounds in thanksgiving
就是一个人懂得时刻常常这样来感恩。
Someone who knows how to give thanks to God regardless of situations.
一个人会不理什么境况之下都懂得来感谢神。
That's why Paul asked the members this question.
所以保罗当时就这样来问当时信徒这个问题。
If you have been taught,
如果你是已经是被所领受的
教训 then you should abound in it with thanksgiving.
这样呢感谢的心就会更加懂得来增长。
I believe this question is also directed to all of us.
我相信这个问题都指着我们每一个人来讲的。
If we have taken root in Jesus,
如果我们是已经在耶稣里面来生根建造
if we have been taught,
已经所领受过这个教训
is there thanksgiving in our life?
在我们的生活当中有没有这个感谢呢
how often do we give thanks to God?
我们有几常这样来感谢神
in time of peace
或者在平安的时候
in time of prosperity
或者在这个丰富的时候
In time of successes in life,
或者是我们生活当中有什么成就的时候
we can easily give thanks to God.
我们就会很容易这样来感谢神
thank God I have passed my exam with flying colors.
或者感谢神我考试考得非常之好
thank God I have just started a new business.
或者感谢神我刚刚自己有这个新的这个做生意
we have all the reason to give thanks to God in times of peace and prosperity
在这个平安丰富的时候呢我们都会有很多的理由来懂得来感谢神
but what about in time of distress
但想一下当我们有这个失望的时候
in times of poverty
或者在这个贫苦的时候
or in time of disagreement
或者有不同意见的时候
or in times of being wronged
或者被人来讲我们不好的时候
can we still do the same to give thanks to God
我们可不可以仍然这样来感谢神呢
it's a question it's a question on self-examination
其实这个问题就是要来问到我们自己好好来审查一下
we know that our faith has to progress
我们都知道我们的信心要来增长的
because God loves us
因为神爱我们
He will surely put us to the test
他一定会用很多的事情来试验我们
just like he did to the Exodus generation
就好像他对当时出埃及这一班的百姓一样
he allowed them to wander in the wilderness for 40 long years
他被他们在这个旷野行走40几年的时间
according to Deuteronomy the reason is to test them
根据生命记讲我们听神就是因为要这样来试验他们
to humble them
要来试验他们但他们懂得怎样来谦卑
to see whether they keep the word of God or not
要来看一下他们是不是真真正正来守神的说话
sometimes God wants to humble us
有时候神都一样要这样来谦卑我们
to see whether we keep his words or not
要来看一下我们又是我们有没有守固守神的说话
if we are not humbled by God
但如果我们不是被神来谦卑我们的话
we can easily rob the glory of God
这样我们很多时候就容易这样来脱起神的荣耀
but if we have been taught
但如果我们已经受到这个教训
in those circumstances we still give thanks to him
在各种的境况当中我们仍然懂得怎样来感谢神
so when I believe when Paul presents this question to the church
我相信当时保罗把这个问题给这个哥罗西教会的时候
if I'm one of the listeners
其实当时如果我是其中一个听到的
I knew that Paul knew the problem of the church
我都知道保罗知道明白
I would have started asking myself this question
这样我就会自问一下
Is my faith genuine?
我今天的信心是不是很真实的呢
Have I truly rooted in Christ Jesus?
我有没有在主耶稣里面有生根来建造
Very important question to answer
一个很重要的问题我们要来问
Let's look at another one
我们再看另外一个例子
Return to chapter 3
看看哥罗西书第三章
Colossians chapter 3
哥罗西书第三章
Colossians chapter 3 verse 15 and verse 17. Colossians chapter 3 verse 15 and verse 17.
哥罗西书第三章十五节到十七节。
Verse 15.
十五节。
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful.
又要叫基督的平安在你们的心里作主，你们也为自蒙召归为一体，且要全感谢的心。
Verse 17 And whatever you do in words or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
17节，无论做什么或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，藉着他感谢父神。
Here in verse 15, Paul says, let the peace of God rule in our hearts.
在这里15节，保罗讲地听，要叫主耶稣基督的平安在我们心里作主。
Because we were called in one body.
因为我们因此而这样来蒙召而这个归为一体。
And therefore be thankful to God for that.
因为这样呢，所以我们应该存着这个感谢的心。
To be thankful to God.
要懂得来感谢神。
In this case here, the peace of God must come first.
在这里讲的听，就是耶稣基督的平安应该先来有的。
The peace that we need to have within the community of faith.
就是在这个共信的信仰当中应该有这个平安。
When we see that new members were baptized.
当我们看到一些的新受洗的同龄。
Every time I believe all of us are filled with joy.
我相信在座的弟兄姊妹都非常之高兴。
We thank God because we have newly added members to the fold.
我们会来感谢神，因为我们有这些新受洗的同龄。
Because they are new to the faith.
因为他们是刚刚进入这个信仰的团体。
We thank God also because we love our Lord Jesus.
我们感谢神就是因为同时我们都非常之爱主。
We love the work that the Lord has done for us.
爱神，因为这个工作是神所给我们的。
Can we say to everyone in the church,
我们可不可以在教会当中对每一个人这样来说，
that we thank God you are one of the members of the church,
要来感谢神，就是因为你是耶稣在这个教会当中的一份子。
If we extend this to everyone in the church, we may find it difficult.
或者如果我们要向每一个人这样来讲，或者我们又有这个问题。
When we think about it carefully,
但是我们如果好好来想一下，
We are called in one body.
我们蒙召归为一体。
This is the mystery of God.
其实就是这个神的奥秘。
Therefore we must be thankful.
所以我们应该懂得满心来感谢。
Sometimes we just can't be thankful to God.
有时候我们就不懂得来感谢。
Because there's no peace.
因为心里面没有这个平安。
Why?
为什么?
When we read chapter 3,
如果我们读下第三章，
Before Paul talks about this peace in your heart,
当保罗未提到这个在耶稣基督里面的平安，
Paul says they must put to death the members of their body.
保罗这里说我们听呢，要把身体这些肢体呢，地上的肢体来致死。
Like verse 5,
就好像第五节所说的，
Passion, evil desire, covetousness, so and so,
淫念、污秽、邪情、恶欲等等。
Verse 8
第八节，
put off all this, like anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of their mouth.
要去绝这一切的事情，就是毁谤这些愤怒恶毒的事情。
We find that this evil desire cannot make us have peace of God in our hearts.
在这里很清楚讲你听，有这个生存这些恶毒的事情，就不会被我们心中带来平安。
To be thankful to God,
要懂得来感谢神。
We must rid off all this evil desire.
首先要把这些来弃绝。
That's why when Paul asked this church this question,
所以当时保罗就在问教会这个问题。
If there has been taught,
如果他们已经受到这个领受到这个教训，
then they must abound in thanksgiving.
这样在这个感恩的事情上应该是增长的。
If a church or if a person has been taught,
如果一个人有领受这些教训，
surely he must have or she must have put all this to death.
相信他已经把这些地上的事情呢全部来致死。
Meaning that the church has a right relationship with God.
换句话来讲，就是教会就变到有一个同神有好好的正确的关系。
Or a person has a right relationship with God.
或者一个人同神有这个正确的关系。
And surely, the church and this person will receive the peace of God.
咁樣咧，如果有咁樣嘅關係啊，教唔論係教會或者個人嚟講，就都應該啊得到神嘅恩典。
With this peace in mind,
有咗呢個平安
，then we can give thanks to God without any hindrance.
會好容易咁樣嚟無阻擋之下嚟感謝神。
We can say to everyone here.
我哋可以对每一个人咁样讲。
Thank God, you are a chosen one of God.
感谢神，你系被神所拣选嘅。
Well, because there's peace in our hearts.
因为喺我哋心一边有呢个平安。
This is how we can resolve problems in a church.
其实呢个就系解决教会一啲问题嘅其中一个好方法。
Put to death all the evil desire in our own hearts first.
把我哋心一边呢啲一切唔好嘅事情咧嚟致死。
And then we can freely give thanks to God.
咁样我哋就好有知有格嚟感谢神。
In verse 17.
第十七节。
So that whatever we do in word or deed, we can freely give thanks to Him.
唔论做什么或说话。或行事都嚟懂得嚟感謝神。
Then we find that our thanksgiving is genuine.
咁樣我哋就會發覺到我哋嘅感謝係好真真實
嘅。Surely our thanksgiving reaches to God.
知道我哋嘅感謝就會達到神嘅面前。
We can see how precious it can be.
咁樣我哋就會知道呢個感謝係又非常之珍貴嘅。
We know our own shortcomings.
我哋每一个人都知道自己嘅短处。
My shortcomings are different from yours.
我自己嘅短处同你又唔同嘅。
We all have our duty to put to death our own shortcomings.
我哋每一个人有呢个责任要把自己嘅弱点咧嚟致死。
So that we can freely give thanks to God for being chosen by God into one body.
咁样我哋就有呢个自由懂得嚟感谢神，因为我哋可以成为耶稣基督身体嘅一份子。
Let's look at the last verse.
我哋来再睇下最后一节。
Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第四章。
Colossians chapter 4.
第四章。
We read verse 2.
我哋嚟读下第二节。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 2. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant.In it with thanksgiving.
你们要行至祷告，在此警醒感恩。
Paul was a man of prayer.
保罗是一个祷告的人。
He always encouraged the church to pray.
他常常鼓励教会要来祷告。
Here, like before, he also encouraged the church to pray earnestly.
这里保罗一样好像以前常常这样来提醒哥罗西教会
To pray is important.
要嚟祷告系重要噶。
But we must be vigilant in our prayer.
但系祷告当中要一个警醒。
Sometimes we do not even know what we are praying for.
有时候我哋祷告都唔知自己点解祷告。
Sometimes when we pray and pray and pray.
有时候我哋一直系咁样祷告。
We feel that our mind is wandering about.
我哋发觉到我哋嘅。思想唔喺嗰度。
Our mind and our words are not the same.
我哋所讲嘅说话同思想嘅唔可以集中。
Though we may engage ourselves in prayer.
虽然讲我哋喺嗰个时刻喺嗰度祷告。
But we are not being vigilant in our prayer.
但系祷告当中我哋冇警醒。
So how can we correct the situation?
我哋要点样嚟纠正呢个问题咧
？Sometimes we wonder about in our prayer.Because there are too many things in our mind.
因为有时候祷告当中呢那时候我们脑海有很多事情。
Maybe we are not happy with many things.
或者我们对很多事情的不满。
Or the pressure of life is too burdensome on us.
或者是我们的生活的担子非常之重。
That's why our mind keep wandering about.
所以我们的脑海呢非常之很多东西难。
To correct the situation,
要怎样把这个警方来正
好 Learn to give thanks to God.
要来学习来感谢神。
When we give thanks to God, we entrust the matter upon the hand of the Lord.
当我们懂得来感谢神，我们就是把这些事情来交托在神的手中。
In this way, we can become more vigilant.
这样呢，在这方面，我们就会变到一个更加警醒的人。
That's why to me, as far as the book of Colossians is concerned.
对我来讲，哥罗西书
Paul is teaching the church how to give thanks to God.
保罗要嚟教导教会咧，要嚟 向神怎样来感谢、
to correct their wrongs by using thanksgiving to God
要来导正他们的错误的方法借助这个感谢的方法
so that the members can be corrected
这样呢信徒就可以来导正
I also hope that our brothers and sisters here
我相信我希望在座的弟兄姊妹
all of us can be thankful to what the Lord has done for us
我们应该对神所给我们的一切所做的一切来感满心来感谢
we must always give thanks to our Lord in whatever circumstances we may find ourselves
我们应该在什么情况之下当中都好懂得来时刻感谢神
my message ends
好到这里
let's sing him
唱诗
90
好首唱请坐
before we pray there are some prayer requests here to be made
祷告之前有些代祷的事项
Sister Chan Yi Mui has just passed away in Newcastle Church at 2 a.m. Last night.
昨晚Newcastle 一位叫陳義妹的姊妹是剛剛蒙主耶穌召回安息。
In our prayer, we pray to God to comfort the bereaved family.
祷告当中，我们特别为他的家人来祷告
also pray for the son of Samuel and Lisa
要为 Samuel 和 Lisa 的仔来祷告
I think the baby is suffering from some skin problem
Rion 呢他有少少的皮肤病
also pray for the newly baptized
望望他为那些新所洗的童年祷告
also pray for Sister Mondio
为蒙掉姊妹祷告
So pray for our truth seeking friends
为一个慕道者祷告
慕道朋友
慕道朋友
And also pray for our brother Sun from China
从中国来的孙大兄祷告
Now we are going to pray.
我们一起祷告。
In our prayer, pray for the church here.
我们祷告当中，忘记为教会祷告。
Pray for one another.
彼此代祷。
Pray for the divine work here.
为圣工来祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray.